We got the breaking news today, and you can check it out on 105.3thefan.com, that the name of the Dallas Renegades is gonna be the Dallas Renegades. Okay. And everybody freaked out and lost their minds.
Whoa!
But, Kevin, you posted that up on the KNC Masterpiece Facebook page, which is the KNC Masterpiece. Very simple. Lots of people on that page. Actually, I think we have more than the Tolo fan club page.
So,
if you want to be part of that group, we've been doing that for a while. It's always good information. Kevin, you posted it up and said people started going crazy in conversation. What was going on over there?
I don't know. I kind of thought it would be a big deal. People seemed interested. So we posted up the name and the logo. 71 reactions, multiple shares, and 31 different comments of people talking about either liking the logo, not liking the logo, or tagging people so they could go out to games.
Okay.
So I'm seriously asking, now you know, teams, the Dallas Renegades, looks kind of like the old Desperados logo, but more evil. Uh-huh. And Bob Stoops is going to coach the team, and they're going to play at Globe Life Park, where the Rangers at that point would have used to played instead of the new Globe Life Field. So serious question, 877-881-1053, are you interested in going out to a Renegades game? Because you decisively said no. Colby decisively says yes.
On 105.3thefan.com, Kevin, I threw up a piece today written by Corey Majors. We're just going to call it Corey's Corner. All right. Very simple.
Okay.
And I'm going to do weekly.
Written, directed, produced by Corey Majors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Edited too. So sorry. Not very good. I even said, hey, the Renegades have announced their name, which gets a big yawn from me.
Wow.
I don't like the name. I don't like the logo. I don't like the product that I think I'm going to get.
Ooh, and that's spicy.
That's been my biggest concern
even
about this
Andrew
the whole time.
Luck?
Look, dude, Andrew Luck is not going to show up there.
You're the one who told me that.
It is a great theory. But it's a theory inside of a theory right now, Kevin. I don't like any of this stuff that they're doing, and I know that Vince McMahon wants this to be successful. I still don't think they're going to have the patience and heart to stick around to be number two for this as long as it's going to take to even get close to the numbers that the NFL produces.
Word is that he took out enough money to ensure that he alone could finance every aspect of the business for 3 years. So that's with nothing else.
But you're going to be number two for 3 years, and then you're going to look at it and go, did I do enough? Or did I just make some money and that's it?
But that's the thing. I'm going to be really curious if you find out that being the number two football league can be a niche product that will bring you plenty of money. Because
it's just a bunch of spares, right? They're guys that can't make the NFL.
What happens right now, Corey? A bunch of spares playing in the preseason that are never going to make the NFL, and people gobble that thing up.
I guess that's the thing, too, though. No, they don't gobble that thing up.
No, they do.
Nobody.
No,
it's
they
boring.
Yes, they do. You say it's.
I watched the first quarter and I quit watching.
But guess what? There are a lot of people who watched it. It trounces every baseball game outside of the World Series. It trounces. It trounces every NBA regular season game and some of the playoff games. It trounces every NHL game except for the Stanley Cup Finals. Like, there's money and ratings to be had.
Because it is preseason NFL, not preseason B-League football.
But this is not preseason football. This is essentially preseason football for the NFL. All right? It's called something different, but let's face it. This is going to be a football product when there is no football product. That's the only reason people care about preseason football. They pretend like they care because they're like, I want to see what's going to happen at the third string wide receiver.
Care about it because this is the first step to the Super Bowl. That's the thing. The Super Bowl matters. We have been conditioned to believe that the Super Bowl matters. All right?
I agree with
and
that.
Every year we reboot and change our expectations based on the draft and everything they added in an offseason. And can that be a product out on the field? What does the XFL have that matters? We have not been conditioned to believe that any of it matters yet that it's anything other than B-League football.
But you have not been conditioned that anything in the preseason matters outside of B-League football. The game coming up this weekend is the only game that anybody cares about because you might see the starters for a half. People have now said this is the game that matters. The other three or four on the schedule nobody cares about, but they still watch them. At least with this, I wonder if you're going to see some hometown pride or if you're going to see oh, I watched that guy in college. He was awesome. I mean, then he sucked, but I kind of want to see what he does now.
Yeah, the thing that I think you're missing on this, Corey, because you're going back to when the XFL first tried to do things. You're going back when the AAF was trying to do things, which, by the way, was starting to do a little bit of something in a couple of cities. The only problem was that their business model was crap. It was utter crap. And if you would have been able to get a second season out of that, out of the AAF, they might have done something because people were starting to latch on because there was no football happening at that time. It's not like the first time when the XFL came around and everybody looked at it like they're going to take over the NFL. They're going to beat them. They were thinking that this is a Total Recall. The movie had the XFL still going and the NFL not. And when it failed to deliver what he set out to deliver in that aspect, that's when people left. But when you have football in football cities, this is the thing that I think is going to make this work, is because what happens? Your team didn't make the playoffs. Your team didn't make the Super Bowl. You're really football sad. The only thing that can get you past that is having another team to root for and seeing what they can do. Hope replaces that sadness that you had. You have a team now at your place, at your home, that you can go, hey, we can go watch football. The Dallas Desperados in the crappy Arena Football League carried people for a long-ass time, and it was not good football by far, and it wasn't even really close to football that was presented there. This, you're going to have a real coach with almost NFL talent out there playing in places where their cities are used to going and supporting football teams.
You're right. I covered the Desperados a lot whenever I was working at the Cowboys website, because we worked for the Dallas Desperados website also. Mm-hmm. And they had, almost 2,000 people there every time. I mean, it was big numbers.
When it first started, I
want to point out.
You're losing on the fan text.
Let's look at the coaching real quick, too. All right. And I understand NFL head coaches aren't the best.
Right.
But let's look at the coaching. Mark Trestman, failed NFL coach failed coach.
Yep.
Pep Hamilton. Did he ever do anything on a great scale in the NFL other than showing up for Andrew Luck?
He had some pretty sweet offensive stuff going.
Friend of Andrew Luck.
I would not
Kevin
call
Kevin Gilbride, failed NFL coach. June Jones, failed college football coach. Jonathan Hayes, Winston Moss, Bob Stoops, never went to the NFL. And I don't know if the product is going to be able to get there, because the product is going to have B-League coaches.
But that's the thing, is I think you're judging this wrong, because I don't disagree with you at all. I don't think the product's going to be as good as the NFL, but I don't think that's the expectation.
And you may be right, Kevin. Here's the thing. You know this about me. I worked at the high school level, worked at the college level, never wanted to work at those levels. Always wanted to cover NFL, Major League Baseball, pro basketball. I am a mainstream fan. I grew up that way, and I've never been a fan of things that have been B-League.
And I can see why you wouldn't be in on this then. I do want to point this out. This is a great point.
And you like wrestling that is not,
yes,
WWE. You like other tiers of it.
I'm all about seeing the developmental aspects of some of these things. From the 817, there's going to be a team, and it's not named the Grobamas. I think that's the biggest disappointment of the night.
Okay.
That's a really good point. From the 940, it's like minor league baseball. Why not if you enjoy the greatest game of football? From the 281, I think the XFL could be a good developmental league product. And there's a lot of feedback like that. There's a couple of people who are like, hell no, I'm not going to watch it. But overwhelmingly, I'm interested. If the tickets are affordable, it sounds fun. And given how much space they would conceivably have to fill, Reggie and I tried to figure this out last week when we went on the Fan Express, because we got a link to get season tickets for the then unnamed team. And all it said was you had to put down a $50 deposit. So we couldn't get a sense for how much the tickets were going to cost.
Although they were labeled as general admission.
Yeah, so you could just go wherever and sit wherever the hell you want in the ballpark. So I think it's going to have a shot to make a name. I agree. It's not going to be top-level football, and I'll be interested to see how long Vince McMahon will stick this thing out. But I think it's got a shot. I do. Then again, that could just go the way of the AAF. And what a treasure trove of stories we'll get from that, right? The AAF gave us months and months after it went away.